It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Wow, Alex. So are you calling out the Egyptian because he won't do this? Or what exactly is your gripe this morning?
Well, first of all, I'm calling out all my girls. Where are my girls at? If you are a female in a relationship, I need you to be ready to call us, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX, because I am dealing with this, and I have straight up told him, you are so unrealistic. You will never be in a relationship where you're going to be able to get away with this. So for the past several months, he has just straight up refused to do any type of date or holiday-themed activity with me, and I am on my last leg with it.
What are these activities exactly?
Well, in the summer, at the end of summer, I really wanted to go to the state fair. He refused, which is huge. I love the state fair. I think it's so fun to go, and it's such a big production and everything. So that would be like such a fun date for me to do. And I begged him. I even got free parking, free tickets, everything. He refused. He said, no, I don't want to do it. So
just
I was like,
he didn't
fine,
want
whatever.
It, or did he give a reason why?
Because he didn't want to.
Okay.
So he refused to go. So I was like, fine, whatever. In September, I really wanted to go to an apple orchard. He said, no, I don't like doing that. So we didn't go. I wanted to go pumpkin picking at the beginning of October. He said, no. I wanted to go to a Halloween haunted house in October. He said, no. And then we went on vacation to Cabo in November. There were some things I wanted to do on that trip. He said, no. And now we're at Christmas time, and I want to do all the Christmas-themed activities. I want to go drive around and look at Christmas lights, which is the only thing that he's kind of said, okay, yeah, maybe we can try to do that, which I'm like, okay, at least I got that one thing. But I really want to go ice skating, and his compromise, which I'm saying in quotes, is he'll go with me ice skating, but he's going to just stand on the side, and I can ice skate by myself. He won't ice skate with me, and I asked him why, and he said, well, because I'll get hurt. And I don't know how to ice skate. And I was like, well, I can teach you. I think it's a cute date when one person in the relationship doesn't know how to do something for the other person that does know to, like, teach them. It's like a fun activity to do together. You're learning together. You're growing. You're challenging each other. And he just won't do it. So Saturday, we are going to an ice skating place with some friends of ours, and he straight up said he's going to be sitting on the sidelines as I skate with my friends.
Why do you want your boyfriend to get hurt if he doesn't know how to ice skate?
He's not going to get hurt. He's being a baby about it.
Not true. I broke my leg ice skating. Could you imagine if he breaks his leg?
Well, that's what he says. He says, I can break my leg.
He could.
I think he's being ridiculous. But I told him, I said, you are never going to find a girl that will date you that will just say, sure, you can do nothing with me. Girls like to do holiday-themed activities and dates.
You know what's crazy? I love to do things like that too, holiday themed stuff.
Decorating.
Yes, yes. But here's the thing. My significant other Chase, I don't know if it's he doesn't want to do it, but we never do it. So I want to do all those fun things too, Alex.
See, so okay, so help here's what we're gonna do. And I out. Is this fair for us to expect them to go? Because you know what he said? He said, no, you need to compromise with me by saying it's okay that I can stand on the sidelines as you ice skate.
I think feelings. You should compromise on the ice skating. Now, the other stuff, I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go to the pumpkin patch or
like
the
it,
apple orchard.
Unless, most guys don't like doing
unless,
it.
Unless, Alex, because this is why I fear he may not want to, because I've seen you guys in action before, the pumpkin picking turns into...
Yeah, it is pictures. It is absolutely pictures. But again, that's every
he shouldn't
every
have
female.
To go do that, though. That,
but it's
that's
every
for
female.
Other girls to go do.
But see, in my opinion, guys do need to have to. You have to suck it up, and you have to go to the stupid pumpkin patch or apple orchard, you know, picking or ice skating or cookie decorating at Christmas. Like, guys should do that stuff because it makes girls happy. And if you're married, happy wife, happy life. It's all we ask for. I just want you to put on Christmas pajamas with me and drive around and look at lights. It's not that hard.
I think you got to put your foot down somewhere. I can meet you in the middle with this one. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, you say that he's got to get his stuff together. What do you want to say?
First of all, I wanted to say that I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, we love you, Julie.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Anyway, Alex, you need to find somebody that is going to, like, do these things with you no matter what. Like, you shouldn't have to ask him to do these things. Like, I've been in a relationship for 7 years, and my boyfriend is in medical school, so he doesn't really have the time to go and do a lot of these things with me. But when he does have the time, we do go like and do fun activities. Like, we go to the pumpkin patch, and we're going to go pick out a Christmas tree. And we went to the fair this year.
Yes,
and
I would love to go to a Christmas tree farm with him. But see, so you think he should come to me and say, hey, we're going to go to the Christmas tree farm on a date this weekend. You think he should be the one to say that?
Definitely, since you expect it. Like, he should know by now that this is, like, something that you want to do and something that you are passionate about doing as like a couple, but the fact that he doesn't want to do it is kind of like a red flag.
Yeah, but a lot of guys don't want to do stuff. Like, I love my wife, Lindsay, but all the stuff she wants me to do, I'm like, oh,
so
God.
Every single thing you say no, though, or you end up giving and doing it because you know it makes her happy? Like, I know she had you guys carve pumpkins and stuff.
I like doing that. And you know what, Alex? As cheesy as it is what you said and everybody says, happy wife, happy life. Like, when I give in and do these things, which I just genuinely do not want to do, yeah, it makes her happy.
Well,
she's never still mad about it.
Julie just said it's a red flag, like basically said you should break up with him and find somebody that'll do that stuff with you. You think this is breakup status?
I mean, if you, I don't know how you feel. If it hurts my feelings. If you genuinely, Alex, feel unhappy, and like, I don't think those are unrealistic things to ask somebody to do.
That's what I said. That is verbatim what
I said.
Out
of all the things you like to do and want, I don't think it's crazy. My only thing is to be devil's advocate. Yeah, if I was your boyfriend, would not want to go with you if all I did is did a photo shoot for Instagram.
Well, no, you're experiencing it, and then you do the photo shoot. You do the photo shoot for Instagram after.
So there will be a photo shoot.
There's always a photo shoot.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got that out there. Vanessa, you think maybe he's just a homebody?
Yeah, I tried dating this guy, and he, like, wouldn't even go to the mall, but he'd go work out, and so I was like, I just can't.
Wow, so you dumped him, too?
Yeah, and my boyfriend now, like, does anything and everything. Like, he's not a religious person, and Easter, like, he went all out for my family.
Ooh, see, we've already established, last week that I already have no family for Christmas. I'm scared. I can't dump him right before the holidays, and I have no boyfriend either. Then I'll be totally alone.
So you're going to keep him, like, through Valentine's Day and then call it off?
That's terrible.
It's not a bad idea.
No, I wasn't even thinking about breaking up till now. We've had two callers in a row say this is dump status.
I think maybe he'll, like, if he hears you and you express your concern, and like warn him, like, hey, this is breakup status for me, or it's like right there for me, he might pay attention and might, you know, at least do one thing that you like.
All right. Thanks, Vanessa. Hey, let's get more calls because a bunch of people are calling in and we're getting a lot of tweets, too. I want to get to just in a few seconds. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm surprised nobody is defending the Egyptian or guys almost like me that are like, do I have to do that? I'm surprised nobody's defending that. Are there any guys out there that know what they're talking about here? You can also join in the conversation. Where do we have this? On our Twitter, Alex? Anywhere else?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. You can also DM us on Instagram like Tracy did, at Joe and Alex Show. She said, Alex, if he really liked you, he would go. You would go do something for him that you weren't very fond of. Get you a guy who does stuff with you because he wants to see you happy.
Alex is talking about her boyfriend, the Egyptian. I guess this has been going on for a bit where he doesn't want to do fun, cute activities like go to an apple orchard. Or
girly
go to,
dates.
You know, yeah, stuff that guys are like, pass.
Haunted houses for Halloween, Christmas tree farms.
And now he's going to go with you ice skating this weekend, but he's not actually going to ice skate because he's afraid he'll get hurt. And you're like, it does me no good if you're just there standing on the side. I actually want to teach you. Then we got a tweet in, at Joe and Alex Show. Wow, a lot of people against the Egyptian this morning. Oh, wow.
What?
Somebody says that this, like this example of him not wanting to go out and do these activities and they're kind of seasonal things, this kind of makes them question if he even is like good potential down the road, like husband and father material.
Father material? Ooh, man, that's got to hurt.
That's a bit of a jump. I don't agree with that.
That's
if
hard.
He couldn't be a good father.
But they do have a good point of when you are a dad, your kids want to do silly, you know, activities, go see kids movies and do all these things that you do not want to do. Birthday parties, all those different types of things that you have to do because you're a dad. But the thing is that he's really good with kids, and he's even, in the new year, about to start being a big brother for
nice.
Big brothers, big sisters.
Way to go.
He is so good with kids. So it's hard. That's why, I don't know. Everybody is saying, like, I should break up with him because of this.
I mean, if it really bothers you, maybe, but I don't think you should end a relationship if it's otherwise going well. It's something you have to work through and make him really understand how much this means to you.
Because I was so upset about this because it's been happening for months and months and months. Every single activity I've wanted to do, he said no. That by the time I asked him if we could go ice skating together and he said no, I burst into tears.
Oh, wow.
And I told him to leave my apartment. I was so upset. I said, you know what, just go. And he said, you're crying right now because I won't go ice skating with you. You're being a baby. And I said, it is I said, it's not about the ice skating. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's about the whole picture of every single thing I want to do. You say no, and it makes me feel like I'm not important, or like, you know, things that are important or matter to me or things that make me feel special are not a priority for you. And so then I just don't feel special.
Audrey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you've just heard all this. What do you think?
Good morning. I just can't even with this. Like, I feel Alex is making this out to be a lot more dramatic than it really is, because each person is their own individual person, and I feel like she's always talking about how she's going on trips with the Egyptian, and that I definitely don't think that she should break up with him about it, because they seem to have, like you said, Joe, they seem to have, like, a pretty good relationship, and I just think that there's some things that people just don't want to do every single thing together. Like, I don't want to watch football with my husband, but I do. But I feel like for the most part, he does compromise with her a lot.
What is he? What have you heard him compromise on? Because I just gave you like 6 months of, or not six, but since August of him saying no to every single date idea I had.
Is it every date? Because it sounds like the ice skating thing is that you're going with your friends. So like when he's taking you to trips.
They're couple friends.
Yeah. But I literally just went ice skating for the first time this weekend, and I fell, and I totally see his fear of, like, breaking something. So if it was something, like, it is very dangerous to ice skate, so I totally get that part of it, and at least he's willing to compromise and go with you.
Gotcha. Taylor says, you guys don't have the same view on love, and he won't do the things that you want if it makes you happy. Hashtag thank you next.
Oh, wow.
And another girl said, if he isn't willing to do the small things like go to a pumpkin patch or Christmas tree farm, will he be willing to do the big things for your relationship? Dump him.
Okay. Has he done the big things so far in your relationship? Whatever those might be. Okay, well, then that statement's false there. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think you should jump to conclusions. If this is like a month in, yeah, see you later. John, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You've heard this. What do you think?
To be honest, I think maybe if you take out the whole photo shoot, maybe he'll actually want to do it. Because I'm listening to this, and I'd probably tell my girlfriend, though, if she had an Instagram and wanted to go do a whole photo shoot, of everything we did.
It's not, Joe's being, he's over-exaggerating.
I mean, I just want to get a picture.
It's not a photo shoot with like a professional.
But I've seen you, and it might be one photo posted, but there's half the memory on a phone used up taking these pictures.
And I mean, just last night at our Christmas party,
How many pictures did we take? You had to get the right lighting.
You had
and
to,
it looked good, did it not?
Yes, but we missed half our Christmas party.
Okay, well, here's the thing. One, most girls want that. Most girls want to take like 50 pics real quick to get a good one to post, okay? That's one. Two, I am a public figure, and he knew before he dated me that Instagram and Twitter and social media and all that is important to me. It's part of my job. I have to have a presence and a good-looking one on social media. It's part of my brand off the air. I can't help that. If I don't ever post it on social media, guess what? My stock goes down a little bit for this show.
I don't think it has to be perfect. Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Oh, I've been married like a few years now, and my husband and I have compromised on a lot of stuff, so he goes with me. He's not always the happiest,
okay,
but he still does it. But his grandfather, I still remember one time, like, his grandmother was like, we need to go do this, this, and this. And he said, you have no idea the lengths I will go to get you to stop complaining.
Oh, man. I wish that that's what the Egyptian would say, because I am a whiner.
Is there any link possible to go to for that to happen?
Yeah, do what I want.
Morgan, thank you for calling in. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Sarah?
I agree with, I believe it was Audrey, and I think everyone's being very dramatic, saying you need to break up. Did he ever do these things when he was younger with his family? You know,
I don't think he did very much.
Well, there you go.
But I wonder if that's a cultural thing because, you know, all of these types of things are more American type things, like going to apple orchards and all that kind of stuff. I don't know that his family really does that sort of like holiday themey stuff. I mean, because they're Egyptian. So the way that they celebrate holidays is a little bit different.
Yeah. And it seems like his idea of dates when he like took you on a helicopter when you went to New York and stuff like that,
which was amazing.
Yeah, you should be paying attention more to what he does do instead of what he's not doing, because he just might not be comfortable. He might not be used to it. Like you said, it might be a cultural thing, but I think you're being dramatic.
Okay. Fair enough.
If I took my wife on a helicopter, first of all, the thing didn't crash from my weight of it.
Oh, my God. If I was taken on a helicopter, he'd be getting laid every night.
But see, the helicopter.
Oh, Sarah, that's awesome.
So, for those that are new to the show, my boyfriend did surprise me with a trip to New York, and we did a helicopter ride over the city and, like, several Broadway shows and all that. It was the best trip ever. And it was amazing, and I thanked him profusely for all of that. But he that type of stuff, the special cute dates like that that are centered around me, stopped after that.
Because he can't afford them anymore. Robin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment on this. My husband was the same way. I would come up with cute little dates like that, and he never wanted to go. And about 2 years into our marriage, he cheated on me.
Ooh.
And the new girl wanted to do those kinds of dates, and he had no problem going with her.
You think he's cheating?
I don't know, sweetie, but I would have a serious conversation with him, because my husband said it was because he lost interest in me. So it might not be that he's cheating, but maybe he's not as interested in the relationship as you are, and that's why he doesn't want to do the little things with you.
Oh, my God, that's insane.
You know, Alex?
What?
I have an idea.
I don't like this.
No.
This conversation now has given me the nervous poops.
This is going to make you...
Oh, they're back again. Okay.
This is going to make you feel so much better. So
what?
Since my significant other like won't do these things with me, and the Egyptian won't do those things with you, why don't we go do them together? Let's go ice skating.
Yay. Bring my wife Lindsay too, okay?
Oh, you can come.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe's Journey Challenge. Producer Porkchop's going to face the box of shame.
The box of shame.
Oh, we're going to go live with this one. Be ready. It's coming up in about 3 minutes.